Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EP and channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Lindsay Hansen, the head of customer success at Proctify, a cloud-based business management platform powering growing financial advice firms around the world. Lindsay, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. That was a lovely introduction. Appreciate it.
Well, we certainly aim to please. Glad you like that. So tell us a little bit about your role at Proctify and how you got started in the financial industry. Let's start there.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to. So my role, as you mentioned, is the head of customer success, and I support a large portion of the business at Proctify. And really our goal is just to make sure that our customers feel valued and supported and have the right experience and support to get the most value out of their experience at Proctify. So we strive very hard to hire kind of the best people in the industry who can really provide expertise as far as Proctify as a business management platform, as well as understanding the challenges that our customers face, especially in the financial advice industry. So how I got started in finance is pretty much right after I graduated from college. So I started actually working for a company called ING Direct, which was the first kind of internet banking, internet bank in the U.S. and Canada. And so that was actually very formative in the way that I saw customer success more broadly, because they were really focused on customer experience and the customer outcomes. And so essentially they were so successful as a bank and a banking institution because they were really customer-centric and customer-focused. So they always consistently had extremely high customer satisfaction scores, not just in the banking industry, but on par with some other just kind of household retail brand names as well. And so from there, I worked for Capital One as well. Post Capital One is really when I started to get more involved in software as a service. So the concept that you have a product, but you're offering it as an ongoing service to customers. So the idea there is really just you need to maintain a very high level of satisfaction. You need to consistently show the value of your product and services because for customers, they've got a lot of choice. It's very easy to leave, especially if it's on a subscription-based model. And so that's really the key is to consistently kind of wow your customers with the service you provide. And make sure that they are consistently seeing the value of continuing. And so I think for myself, Proctify has been an amazing experience. Almost all of our customers come through a referral-based system. So it basically means by the time we've signed on a new customer, they've more than likely already spoken to another customer who's very happy, and it's one of the keys to our ongoing success.
Certainly some great information to kick things off today and certainly appreciate some of that background as well, most helpful. Tell us, what is Proctify's view to customer success and why is it important and how does it set Proctify apart in the industry?
Yeah, I think just kind of building off of a bit of the previous response. So Proctify, we only exist as a company because we have customers that are happy and decide to continue with us for long periods of time. And again, because they're willing to refer others in the industry. So basically when we get a new customer, most of the time they've already spoken to another customer who's extremely happy. We rely heavily on word of mouth and referrals from others who are already using Proctify and seeing kind of the value and success with us. And so it's really integral to everything we do. We're definitely a customer success-led business. So when it comes to the way that we develop the product, to the way that we take customer suggestions and it influences the integration partners we use, and it's the way that we've invested kind of the money that we spend. So every customer with Proctify has an appointed customer success manager, and they are on my team. So you have someone that you can call, email, write to at any time you need, and you'll get the same person consistently with to answer your questions or to meet with you to discuss your business. They'll understand your industry, and they'll understand the Practify as a product and the ways that it can help you become more efficient personally. So that's one way that we kind of invest in the model. In addition to that, on my team, we've got a group of solution engineers, and they are the more technical side of Practify. And so, again, they're supporting the customer success managers and our customers directly to ensure that Practify is a product, integrations that they partner with, their business process, it's all working really well for the customer. And then, again, they can help feedback any sort of product suggestions to the product team. So we've really created this little ecosystem, and it's completely centered around the customer. It's centered around the way the industry is going, and it's we've done our best to kind of close the gaps between customer requests, what's in the product, and the overall kind of business success that the customer sees.
Tell us, Lindsay, if you would, why do so many companies see customer success and building customer relationships as purely just a cost of doing business rather than a priority which will help their business thrive for the long term?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question. I think it's actually one of two things. So in my experience with several companies, they either see customer success as a cost of doing business because they have to hire people with industry expertise, with in our case, we like to have people that are really interested in learning kind of a fairly complex product very well. And so that could be, you know, an expensive hire because we really value people that have a broad range of experience. Again, oftentimes they understand, you know, CRM systems or complex database systems, and they also potentially have a background in the industry that we serve. So, again, that can be a fairly expensive hire. But for us, we really see it as extremely valuable and positive to have really experienced, well-versed people on our team. Or the other thing that I think companies think about when they think about customer success is that the function is really to just generate revenue and sales. And so the pressure really becomes to kind of create a sales team. But the way that we see it is just is completely different. We just see it as absolutely necessary in order to grow the business, to grow brand advocates, to have our customers continue to be our best referral source. And so, again, we've really made ourselves a customer success-centric business. And, you know, you can't just look at it as either a cost or a revenue-generating portion of the business, because I think then you kind of miss the point, which is that you really want to ensure that the business as a whole sees the value in partnering with your customers and seeing them, again, as, you know, your best referrers. Some of the best ideas for the product has come from customers, and their ongoing satisfaction is really kind of our measure of success throughout the business. So I think that's pretty important.
And I'd say so as well. Totally agree with you there. Today we're joined by Lindsay Hansen, the head of customer success at Practify, a cloud-based business management platform that powers growing financial advice firms around the world here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Lindsay, with so much of the world becoming digitized, do you think that in the end it will be good customer service face-to-face, or which will set customers apart? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, I think that that's absolutely correct. So I think there's a few things there. So absolutely, the world is becoming more digitized. The world economy is becoming more of a service-based economy away from things like manufacturing in the past. And so customers have a lot of choice. Again, with our model, it's a software as a service model, which means you sign on, we provide our product as a service for a period of time. Again, for customers, it's really easy to say, we're going to turn the service off, we're going to switch providers. And so the importance is really, again, on the company to show the ongoing value to really become a partner. And for our customers as well, primarily in the financial advice space, we're trying to do the same thing that they are, which is spend more quality time with their clients. So our aim is to really help them improve their business efficiency so that they can do those more high-value client-facing activities. And it's really the same thing that we're trying to do as well. We also run the customer success function off of Practify. So we try to streamline our workflows and our tasks and our communication internally so that we can ensure that the customer success managers can spend more high value quality time with clients. So absolutely, the world is definitely becoming more digitized. Technology is playing a huge role. We are absolutely living in a time where service is the reason that people stay with a company. So that is absolutely at the forefront of our minds, and I think it's at the forefront of our clients' minds as well.
Also, what ideas do you have for the future of Practify, and what do users have to look forward to as your approach to customer success continues to develop?
Oh, I love this question. Very good. We have a lot of things in the works at the moment in customer success. So we are very interested in continuing to kind of survey customers on product features that are most important to them, key integrations. We will be rolling out a more robust ideas space. So I'm very excited about that. It will let customers actually interact with each other and help vote or provide more context to our product releases and get some more transparency around what's coming down the pipeline next from Practify. We'll continue to build out our customer success team. I won't use this as an entire pitch to look for new employees, but we are hiring in all aspects of customer success at the moment. So we will continue to build out our team and find new and exciting ways to support our customers. You know, to your previous point, we'll try to get some more face-to-face time with our customers. We're looking forward to coming to the areas in which they work. And so we're really looking forward to building out more of our kind of in-person training programs. And so lots of very exciting stuff on the horizon for the customer success team throughout the end of the year.
Certainly sounds like a lot of exciting things in the works and an exciting future to look forward to as well. Well, Lindsay, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Thank you so much for having me. I think it's a really exciting time to be at Practify. And, you know, we're so happy that we've managed to kind of build the business in Australia and the U.S. and into Europe. And so just a really exciting time to be here. So thanks very much for having me and letting me kind of explain what we're doing in the land of customer success.
And certainly appreciate those concluding remarks, Lindsay, and I'm sure listeners want to know where they best could be in contact and or get further information on your company, Practify. Where's the best place online to get those details?
Yes, just practify.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Lindsay, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks. You as well. Bye.
Again, we've been speaking with Lindsay Hansen, the head of customer success at Practify, a cloud-based business management platform powering growing financial advice firms around the world. And for all the details, visit practify.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.